Hello and welcome to our I Am the Divine gathering. Boy, oh boy, if I missed a window, I missed the window of the date change in February. First of all, let me apologize because I feel like I have been in another reality altogether. I know some of you are feeling this. If you are really present within yourself, you've been feeling this. And it doesn't even feel like a disconnect. It feels like being otherworldly where there is nothing else outside of what you are creating in this moment. It's very challenging to explain, but I woke up and realized, oh my goodness, we are already on February 12th. I haven't sent out a newsletter with a new calendar. I haven't made the first recording for the gathering. Nobody knows when the live for the gathering is going to be. I feel almost as if I disappeared from that timeline that held all of that together in a way of, I guess the only way to say it is that it's almost as if it doesn't exist and that what is being created right now is all there is. Very interesting feeling to be in this place right now and feel this, but I do want to apologize to you from the deepest place within myself that this was such an oversight on my part as I've just been carried away with these energies. And part of it is the creation factor with the creation energies has just kicked up to a place that has me creating art every single day. And some of the pieces that I've been working on are rather large, requiring several days to complete because there are many layers to it. And I have been so immersed in that for the first time ever in my life. I don't think that I have ever been focused on art the way that I've been focused on art in this moment now. That's a huge change for me. So look at your life, take a moment, take a time out, look at your life, and recognize something that has shifted for you. And I'm just going to say, from the most loving place within me, because never meant to make anybody feel uncomfortable about where they are in their process. But if you are watching the outer reality collapse, you are not going to feel these higher level shifts. You're just not, because you're going to be in the mundane of the routine, and that routine is the snowball effect energy that is just perpetuant in its expression through this collapse. Okay. And it's not to say that I don't see it, because if I go on to Instagram to either post a picture of my painting or post information about the shifts or the energies, or I go on to answer a message in Messenger, I'm seeing what's taking place, right? You can't miss it, but I'm not emoting it. I'm not getting involved in it. It does not need my attention. Even if I was to exist in a place where it feels like the chaos is happening right out my door. In other words, when I lived in New York, okay, and we were going through the defunding of the police and during COVID, the deaths of the people in the nursing homes and And there were census takers coming around and all of that stuff. Whatever was happening within the state, whatever was happening that was not immediately in my house, that was not immediately on my block, that was not in my little world, I was not giving my attention to it. Because when we're giving attention to something that is outside of the reality that we are currently residing in, we are sourcing our energy to that particular energetic construct, keeping that construct alive. So when they were talking about anything to do with, anything to do with what was taking place in New York City, or the fact that they were setting up drug stations so that users could have a fresh needle to shoot up if they wanted to, I was not giving any of that my attention. Okay. Those individuals that need to play this out, that need to be a voice for it, are out there doing it. They are part of the hologram. They're part of the 3D simulation. That energy belongs to the simulation. It does not belong to us. If you ask your soul, am I here to be an advocate, to be a protester, to step up, the soul will say no. You're here for your soul's growth, and it's never going to be through discordant energy. Okay? It's never going to be through sourcing to any kind of distortion or any kind of violence or anything like that. And that's something that we have to remember, because sometimes we forget and we let our emotions get us carried away with narratives. And the narratives popping up are simply markers for time lock shifts on the earth that have to collapse. They have to collapse. I have said it for years. As a matter of fact, I've had clients who I have not seen, and people I have not seen that were in the original community from when we all started back in 2020, and I've had them pop up for a session with me and say to me, "Oh my gosh, Maria, I am remembering when you talked about all of this collapsing in 2020 and it just wasn't happening, and I left the community because I felt frustrated that it wasn't happening in 2023 and it wasn't happening in 2024, yet you were saying it is going to happen and now it's happening." And they're like, "I am so blown away that you knew about that in 2020 and you talked about it back then in the context of what's happening now." Well, this community has always been preparing for this. This community has always been preparing for the what is happening right now. However, if we are straying from the work, if we are not anchoring the work, if we're allowing our physical reality to dictate where our emotional body is residing, we could be in the wrong place. We could be feeding and sourcing our divine presence, our divine power, our source energy, creator energy, God spark, whatever you want to call it, to another power, to another faction, entity, paradigm, whatever you want to call it, right? But when we're present, we're recognizing we don't need to do that, because that's not what we're here for. We're here as a witness to this. We're here to anchor the new energies that are coming in. We're in the transition of letting go of a 165-year cycle, and we let go of that cycle from our field. That cycle that we're letting go of is wanting to pull out of the field. We're done with it. We're transitioning, and the transition is a heavy one because it's requiring us to get comfortable in our body with this high level, new, big energy that is coming in via the sun, the plasma. And it's been uncomfortable. It's been uncomfortable. I have been uncomfortable. My body's been uncomfortable For the last couple of weeks, it finally stopped yesterday, but for the last couple of weeks, I have felt like I took a plug that was attached to my heart center and plugged myself into an electrical socket somewhere. And it has been very, very uncomfortable. My chest has been buzzing. Then there were moments of palpitations and this. I don't want to say pain, but this soreness right in the center of my chest where my thymus is. We all have a thymus. It's right in the center of your chest, right between your breasts, whether you're a male or a female, it doesn't matter. Your thymus is there. And as we age, it works less and less. It decreases. And that's why elderly people can get sick more if they're not paying attention to their body because the thymus is not properly functioning anymore. And when we have an area in that space that's very, very tender and very, very sensitive, and you'll know just by rubbing that area of your chest, if your thymus is tender and sensitive, then we have some work to do opening that heart chakra and bringing in self-love. But we can't bring in self-love and open the heart chakra if we're involved in the outer reality and sourcing our energy in anger or frustration or resentment or hatred or any negativity is not going to work. So, if we're focusing on the outer reality and disgusted with whatever it is that we're seeing, whatever your perspective is, we're not going to be in the highest place that we need to be in. And this is a very big problem for us as we are ascending consciousness. This is it. We are like at the turn of the century. It is a time to be celebrated, but we can't celebrate if we're in dismay about what's taking place. Now, I said it's not that I don't know about it. I choose not to engage in it because it doesn't need my attention. It needs to collapse. I don't want to prolong the collapse and feed it any of my energy that I need to create my higher content, right? To my higher offerings, my ability to hold the collective field in place, which is what we're all doing. So let's take an example of like what's happening in the Olympics, and we have these skaters coming and denouncing the United States. Okay. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. I don't care if you're in agreement with what they're saying or you're against what they're saying. They're in the Olympics on the United States Olympic team, funded by the United States, by the taxpayer money, by the government money. They're given coaches and housing and everything else. And they're participating as a collective for the whole, for the. They're participating for each one of us that's not an Olympian, right? They were chosen for their talents. And really, that's where the focus on this should be. If you go back to, I think it was the 90s when our hockey Olympic team did something that nobody ever thought they would do, which was beat the Soviet Union in the Olympics. We were at a time, I think Jimmy Carter was at the helm. We had 40 hostages in Iran. We were, double digits recession. I mean, the economy was far worse than this economy. And we were in a very troubled place. But not once did you hear any of the Olympians for the United States denouncing the United States because it was an event to bring everyone together. We have enough separation. We have enough separation in the world. It's in everything we do, right? The Democrats against the Republicans, the Yankees against the Mets, and We could look at it through every sports organization, through everything that we do. When we played sports in school, there was always a winner, there was always a loser, right? There's always separations in every single facet of what we do. And so if we look at the Olympics, it just propagates more of that separation, right? It separates athletes who don't make the cut from athletes that do make the cut and become Olympians. Okay. And then it separates now those people again who believe in the unity, who believe in the sanctity of the team experience and support that team experience. And now there are people that don't want to support the team experience and don't want to support the Olympics because it's become something ugly in its statement. And the Olympics is about sports. It's about unity. And there is no room in the Olympics for politics. So, as we're seeing now, because these energies are so high, that even the Olympics don't have a place anymore, right? The third dimension is literally crumbling, and with it, everything in its wake. The Olympics, the sports teams, the NFL is in a crisis right now. The everything, right? We're not going to name things, but everything is crumbling right now as everything is starting to become exposed. Everything has to come to a completion. Everything has to fall. It's got to crumble. It's got to collapse. It's got to burn. But we don't have to watch it. We don't have to support any of that. Okay? We don't have to give that our attention, but we can give it attention in the sense of knowing that it just can't be sustainable anymore because the energy that supported something like the Olympics just doesn't support it anymore. It doesn't. And it's just about separation and the separation of those who can or could and did and those who cannot, right? It's like in the horse community, I see it all the time with those who compete at the very big shows, the nationals, do so because they have the money to compete or they find the money to compete to buy the $50,000 horses and the $20,000 saddles. And someone maybe who's a really, really excellent rider, but just doesn't have that connection or the opportunity to find somebody that's willing to sponsor them and give them a horse that's a $100,000 horse to ride, doesn't get that same opportunity. Everything is bought. So we're looking at that in a sense where it's just the equality of it is not there anymore, cannot be supported, and so it must crumble. And that's with everything in the reality. Okay, but we don't want to watch it. Do I see it happening? Yeah, as a someone who was a kid that I lived for the Winter Olympics because I was in love with all the winter events, every event that they had, loved it to the highest. My father is from Hungary and we talk about the Olympics because he had tried out one time. And then in the summertime, the horse competitions, when we had the Summer Olympics, very invested in that. But now I see it really was playing into the game of separation. And I'm okay if that all collapses. It has to go because we're on to something bigger. We're in the process of bringing in a new 165-year cycle. We have big energies that we are entering right now. These huge energy cycles that are just so big, as we have these significant planetary changes that are starting this month as we are shifting from away from putting the blame and taking the initiative back in and saying, what can I do to make my experience better, right? We have shifting that's going to be happening through Neptune and Saturn going into Aries. We've talked about that many, many times. And part of the focus shifts us from introspection to actually building structure and taking responsibility and taking initiative, right? Being a change, being the change that we want to see, not just talking about it, not just expecting somebody else to change, but we change. We become the change. And then Neptune in Aries is about initiating a long-term shift in how people approach spirituality. It's about healing finally, right? Which we're going to see more of next year in 2027, not this year. And it's also about the illusion that we've all played under, the illusion that the government had cast over us, the illusion the medical system had cast over us, all of these illusions that have to start to crumble because they can't be sustained, okay? They can't be upheld anymore. And so it's giving us an opportunity to take the rose-colored glasses off, to stop following the narratives or the directives, and start coming back into a place where we are compassionate and we're looking for an answer for resolution, not just for somebody on the outside of us, but for ourselves. How can I resolve this within myself instead of waiting for somebody else to resolve it or waiting for another person to tell me how to resolve it? How can I do that for myself? I had a young man come to me. I haven't seen him in 10 years, and he came back to me with a problem. He was having a lot of gastrointestinal issues. His liver enzymes were elevated, his prostate was enlarged, and he was having a lot of issues breathing and everything else. And the minute I got on the call with him, I was like, it's something with what you're taking. He's like, oh, I've been through every blood test, every scan, CAT scans, MRIs, everything, and they can't figure it out. Everybody's telling me there's nothing wrong with him. And I'm like, well, I feel like it's something you're taking. Are you doing something different since the last time I saw you 10 years ago? And he said, yes, I'm actually bodybuilding right now. And I said, I'm getting the word steroids. Are you taking a steroid-like product, some kind of supplement? And he was like, well, I'm not taking steroids, but I am taking this. Now, he's been to four specialists, okay, from endocrinologists to gastro guys to urologists and like all of these specialized people. Okay, not one of them thought to ask him what he was taking. He sent me the label from the container of the product that he was taking. And when I did the research on all of the ingredients, there were like 30 chemical components in there. Every single one of those components, every single one of those chemical compounds in that drink that he was taking twice a day said in the adverse effects, this can affect your kidneys. So there we go with the kidney issue. Can affect and create gastrointestinal issues. There we go with the gastrointestinal issues. Can and does have the ability to create an enlarged prostate. Oh, look at that. We have now the ability for an enlarged prostate. And also, can cause liver dysfunction. Oh, you don't say. We could throw the liver in there too. So now every single symptom he has been clearly recognized through my research of these chemical compounds in the drink that he's taking. But not one doctor did any research. Not one doctor asked him for the label of what he was taking. Not one doctor cared enough. And this just shows there is a problem with our medical system that if we are not our own health advocate, nobody else is going to be an advocate to us. They're going to be willing to take our money. They're willing to take our money. They're willing to medicate us because that's all they're taught in medical school. I know because I went to school for medical laboratory technology and I worked in a medical lab in the hospital long enough to see that they do not care about you. They are going to prescribe medication because that medication gives them money in their pocket. Okay, it's like all these weight loss GLP-1 shots and all the meds for this. They don't care if you get a side effect to it because you know what? You're a money maker for them. So if you come back and you tell them, "Hey, I seem to have developed a problem with my pancreas." They're going to be like, "Great, we're going to put you on this medication now." Right? So they're ruining the body with all of these medications. We have to be a health advocate. And unfortunately for this young man who's, I think, 20, I don't know if his liver is going to come back online. I don't know if his kidneys are going to come back online. He might have damaged them permanently. I don't know. Only time will tell. He's got to stop taking the drink and he has to drink water and just eat a healthy diet and pray for the best because he may have already ruined his body taking this stuff. We have to be a health advocate, and that's what this energetic change is telling us. Take off the rose-colored glasses, stop trusting the doctors, and be your own health advocate for whatever it is that you need. Because a pill, a shot, or anything else is not going to be the quick fix. It's not going to be the answer. And as these energies get higher and increase, it's going to make it more uncomfortable for us in our physical body if we're not doing things that actually support our body. If we're doing things that stop our body from performing properly, we're going to struggle. We're going to have problems. It's going to create something. Then we're going to really have something to worry about. Okay, so that's Neptune. And then in April, we have Uranus. We've talked about this in the past, going into Gemini, right? And soon it's going to change how people are communicating, how technology brings forward information, and the information superhighways are going to change. They have to. They're corrupt. They don't work. They've never worked. Disclosure is not a fact. Disclosure happens when we take matters into our hand, like I did, looking up the ingredients for this young man to determine what could be creating the elevated blood levels in his liver, his kidneys, and his pancreas. And we have to care, okay? And then in then one of the other shifts we have is Jupiter, which is enhancing the focus on the home, the family, emotional security, and finding growth through emotional intelligence. That's again pointing us back to ourselves. Go within. It's not just the home, as in the home you live in. Your home is your body. Your body is your home. Where you live in your home, that home represents your inner being. It represents your body. So, how you take care of your home, cleaning, managing it, repairing it, keeping it in shape, is what you're going to learn about your body and the inner workings of your body. Then in February, we have some really big shifts. Okay, February 11th and 12th mark a real turning point with regard to the energy. And it's going to shift things from a point of delay, right? A placement of delay to forward momentum, giving it direction and returning us to the idea of what we desire now has the ability to play out in its fullness. Whereas it didn't before. We were all sitting under quicksand, not even above it, but under quicksand being held back. Well, now we're not going to have that anymore. It's going to feel very fast and fluid. Okay. In mid-February, we have another shift that's going to happen, and that's going to be a powerful shift, which is going to redefine relationship dynamics. Okay. So it's going to shift us again away from illusion into truth and help us transform love and partnerships. That's a really big one because it's not just on a personal level. It is going to be global with everybody, which is why we cannot contribute to the burn factor. We want to be part of this new global initiative at an energetic level, which is going to highlight the transformation back into love and partnerships. Okay? Don't put your energy where it is not needed. Put your energy into the direction that is needed. Please, this is so important. And then we have another shift that actually started on the first. It was the Leo full moon, which emphasized balancing individual expression, because that's Leo, with community, technology, and collective goals. And then we have the eclipse coming at the end of February. And the nodes, we've talked about this in the past, are going to change from Pisces Virgo into Aquarius Leo. And this is going to be huge. It's going to bring a new focus on collective innovation, because that's Aquarius. And personal heart-centered leadership, which is Leo. It's gonna change the dynamic, but it's not gonna happen overnight, guys, right? This might take 20 years to get rolling, but the faster, the more we focus our energy on where it is truly needed, the faster these initiatives can build in the field and we can have the reality that we all desire, as opposed to the contentious. Cantankerous ones that we have, everybody at each other's throats wanting to strangle each other because they can't align with each other's points of view. We don't want that. That's not the loving earth we're heading to. And this new impact, these new nodal shifts are going to change the stage, set the stage for new energies that are going to define. To shake up really how people define themselves within their communities. And also, it's going to change AI and technology so that it can be used for greater good as opposed to what we're using it for now, which is a lot of distortion. Okay. And so there's a lot going on over this next. This next, I don't know how many years, but lots of years, but there's so many energies at play here. As we're looking at these shifts and what we need to do in order to maintain them, right? The most dynamic of these shifts is really the idea that we are leaving this 165-year repression behind. Okay. And the planet of illusion, delusion, imagination, and spirituality, which is Neptune, was in Pisces, which is also illusion and delusion and imagination and dreamy and rose-colored glasses really, fit the mold there, right? So it's going to shift out of that so we can see where we've been manipulated by the powers at play. And I'm not talking about just the government. I'm talking about everything. Where we've gone wrong in the school systems, how come these kids can't write in cursive? How come nobody can tell time? We have a lot of problems taking place right now, okay? And so it's going to create shifts which are going to move us into a higher state of thinking. We can't wait for somebody else to fix it. We can't wait for somebody else to tell us what to do to fix it, what to do to shift. We have to take the initiative and see Where do I need to change? Where do I need to shift? Okay. And this is going to be a shift where we will be building lasting value and also gaining patience through the process. Because Saturn, the taskmaster, is at the helm with this and really wants us to check in and make sure that we are going the right direction. It's like going to a bowling alley and having them put up the bumpers or the guardrails, right? That's Saturn. Saturn wants those guardrails up just so that you don't get shanghaied or waylaid and go off path. And it's going to give us these tough love reality checks while being supportive, right, with the guardrails, but still making sure that we're in the right place we need to be because Neptune is changing signs. And whenever Neptune changes signs and comes out of a sign like Pisces, it's still going to carry a little bit of the illusion forward. So we have to be mindful, and Saturn wants us to be mindful to see where we're still playing in the old story, where we are still playing in the illusion. Okay. So big changes are happening, big changes. And with this shift comes a lot of responsibility on our part to maintain and navigate what is presenting. Now, I am going to tell you that I'm hearing from a lot of people who are feeling this in a lot of different ways right now. And as I mentioned to you before, my chest, my heart center has been buzzing, not palpitations, right? Not knocks or palpitations or anything like that, but literal buzzing as if I was hooked into an electrical outlet and everything was being supercharged. And it was uncomfortable because it When it's in your chest, of course, it's going to go up into your throat because part of the heart center is also, we're in this time where words are going to be important because communication is going to change. So, of course, it's going to impact the throat center, which is where we communicate from. So, I was feeling it in my throat also. So, for those of you that might be having a little mild cough or are feeling something in your heart center, this is the energy that's at play. And I can tell you that we're getting hit every day by solar flares and geomagnetic storms and the likes. And some of it has been very, very big energy coming in. The type of energy that last week, I think it might have been Friday. I was three quarters of the way through my dinner. And as I was sitting, finishing up my dinner, I suddenly felt like I was going to shoot right up and out of my body through my head, through my crown. It just was so overwhelming, like this raging energy inside of me. I was just sitting still for a moment, trying to figure out what was going on. I'm going to be honest with you, am I having a heart attack? Am I having an aneurysm? Like, what is happening here? Because it was so intensified. And it just shot right up into my head, out my crown. And I was just like, oh my goodness. This is such big energy coming in and then going back out again as it comes in and just pouring out of me. And when I finally got my body calm, I went inside and I laid down in my bed and I was like, I'm just going to stay here. I'm going to get my breathing under control. I'm going to get my heart under control because my heart was racing. It was beating a little erratic. And as I stood to leave to go into my bedroom from the living room, I realized that I couldn't see out of my left eye. My left eye had gotten very, very fuzzy and very blurry, and I couldn't see out of it. So when I got into my bed, I just asked my body, hey, what is going on with my left eye? Is there something that I should know that's of a serious nature? Should I go to an eye doctor? Is there a problem here? And I heard that it was an ocular migraine. Now, I've had an abrasion of the cornea and ulcer beginning in my right eye years ago and went to the doctor immediately because I felt this sense of urgency. I needed to go to the doctor like right away. And the doctor was like, how long have you had this? And I said, it just started this morning. And he's like, no, how long has your eye been irritated? And I said, yeah, it started this morning. He couldn't believe it because it was an advanced ulcer in my eye, which needed to be treated with medication. But I also knew at the time that it was some energy that I was holding on to that needed to be dispersed in order to heal it. Now, I laid down and I kept getting reassurance that my eye would clear up in the morning as the energy shifted and my body took in what it needed to and did what it needed to do with the energy and harmonized the energy. And that's exactly what happened. I woke up in the morning and my eye was 100% back to normal again. And there was no problem seeing out of it. And it's been fine ever since. No headache. I didn't have a headache with it. My head never bothered me. And then the interesting thing was, is that I heard from several people after that experience that I had, and they had ocular migraines, only they had the type of ocular migraine where you actually see a prism of light. So when you look out of your eye, it's like a prism, almost like when you look through a kaleidoscope. And so I realized this is a new experience that is being brought through by these frequencies. So if you are feeling blasted by the energy, feeling overcome, feeling heady, feeling like your body is rushing, rest because these energies are super high and the plasma that's coming in is very different. It's like it kicked up another notch. So it's not the typical plasma that we've been dealing with for the last how many years? Every so often, we get an upgrade or an enhancement in the level of plasma that we are living in. I've said this before that the northern lights, the auroras, will become a thing where we will start to see it in the sky in places that it's never, ever been visible before, like down here in Florida. Okay. And if you looked back at some of the pictures that I posted at one point, I did have some aurora pictures, although they weren't super clear. It was a slight aurora because the blasts were just coming one after another and it was filling the sky. The plasma was filling the sky. So it's important to have an understanding that the energies are very, very different. And one of the things that I will tell you is that the more work we do on ourselves, the better the experience is going to be in the body. Now, I know I've been working with some in the community who have asked me how they go deeper, and we've been doing some work journaling. And for those of you that do not like journaling, that do not subscribe to journaling, I understand that. There was a point in my life that I really didn't like journaling either because I didn't want to take the time to write. But I have to tell you, one of the best things about journaling is self-discovery because you really discover a lot when you sit down and you write without censorship. You write whatever it is that is coming to you in the moment. And let me tell you, that takes practice because we've been so trained to think that doing something this way is bad, or doing something that way is bad, or you shouldn't do it because of this, or you shouldn't do it because of that. You got to throw that all out the window. That's all a bunch of hooey. Right? That's just garbage. It's nonsense. You need to understand that everything that you feel has incredible relevance. It is so important to understand how we feel and identify what is taking place with us because when we do that, we can actually heal whatever it is. I worked with somebody today, who was having tremendous pain in her knee. And through the work that we've been doing, the pain in the knee has been subsiding little by little. And she said, today, the pain in her knee is practically non-existent. And what we're doing is calling awareness to what emotions are still being held on to that we are just not willing to let go of. Okay. Yesterday, I did a session with somebody that I haven't seen in a while. And every time I gave them a practice for staying present or keeping present, their response to the practice would be to go, well, I think since I can't focus on this now anyway, I'm just going to go back and work on the relationship that I have with this person or that person or whatever. And I would have to gently say to them, you're bypassing again. You're bypassing the work again because it feels so uncomfortable to stay present. Our ego wants to take us into the past. And when it can't take us into the past, it will find something to bypass being present. It will find something. It will take you back to your childhood from that time that you were spanked for this or spanked for that. And when you're reminded, hey, that part of you that was that child that got spanked does not even exist right now. It's not who you are because that's on another timeline. That person's on another timeline. The person that you are now, the you that you are now, never was that child that got spanked because you're such a higher level being. You've done so much work. You've elevated your consciousness. You're just having what I call a plug-in memory that happened to you because we're always experiencing the emotions and memories of all parallel realities simultaneously at any minute. Once we start to become aware of that, we can become aware of the idea that we do not have to carry those wounds, whether they're old wounds or fresh wounds, with us through the story of life, right? As we move forward in our life, we don't have to carry it with us. When we forget that we don't have to do that, we dip right back down into the state of despair, into depression, and sometimes a little anxiety Because we're trying to connect to energy that just does not exist. It's on a parallel reality from us, somewhere else, on a parallel reality that is not sourcing in this moment in our reality. We are trying to source it by dipping our hand back into that parallel reality, and we cannot because technically there is no energy there for it. So I hope that makes sense. So the only way to navigate these energies right now is to keep calling ourselves back to a state of presence. It's all we can do. We cannot do anything else because the only thing that's needed right now is for us to stay present and be a witness to what it is that we're creating. If we recognize that something has got us twisted and we're heated up over something somebody said or something that somebody did or something that we saw on the TV or whatever, we need to take a time out. Close our eyes, take a breath, and remind ourselves that that does not exist in our immediate reality. Even if, and especially if, it's something that somebody wants to say about, let's say, financial, right? The financial structure. And they come, they're like, oh, the financial structure is going to collapse and everybody's going to lose their money and blah, 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 right? That's a timeline choice. We can choose to play into that, or we can choose to be like, okay, that's on you. That's not my truth. That's on you. If you want to take that on and you want to experience that collapse, that's on you, right? And sometimes some things will have to collapse on a collective level so that we can all experience it. But how you experience it is going to be predicated on how you are taking in the information, whether or not you're taking it in and recycling it immediately, or are you letting it bounce around in your body, in your field, like a pinball machine, right? Are you letting it bounce around, you keeping that negative energy locked inside of you and just bouncing around through you, in you, or are you releasing it and thinking, this is not my fight. This is not my challenge. This is not my truth. I'm not engaging in this. So it's going to be really important as all of this starts to shift, and it is, it's starting already. It's important for us to not feed it. It does not need our energy. Giving it any energy or attention is only going to create despair. It's only going to create chaos, imbalance, agitation, distortion, dysfunction. We don't want to play in any of those energies. We want to stay in high creator codes. So if you're not doing something creative right now, please go do something creative. Get yourself something creative, whether it is playing an instrument, dancing, needlepoint, sewing, crocheting, knitting, doing some kind of art, doesn't matter what you do. You got to do something. I have journaled for years. And recently I started doing some creative journaling, which means that I used different things like stickers and washi tape and markers and highlighters and pencils and all kinds of good stuff in my journal. And it becomes like art. Yes, I'm processing my thoughts and my flow my ideas, but I'm also giving myself an opportunity to create through what is coming up and allow myself to be fully immersed in my process of creation. And it's been super, super fun and helpful at processing what needs to come up and out as I am honest with myself in my journal and allow myself to be very reflective. But when we do that, it also has a profound impact on the reality that we live in and allows us to have new experiences because through the art of writing our self-discovery, we're actually clearing fields, we're clearing layers of distorted energy in order to bring ourselves back in balance. So it's really a very powerful process for timeline jumping and moving into higher states of consciousness. So, if that's something that you would like, let me know and we can do one of our gatherings on creative journaling. And let me just remind you, because some of you have forgotten, you do have a discount code to use if you need to have a personal session. Okay, and the discount code is Creator144. Creator is in capital letters, Creator, right? Creator144. And you just put in that code at the time of your session. Make sure you hit the apply button so that the code gets applied to your session purchase when you're booking the session. And then it gives you the discount so that you can have a one-on-one session since you are in the membership community. So if you need to go a little deeper and you need to process through something, please do not forget that you have access to that. Okay? Because it's important for us to stay in the work, and I try to make it as easy as possible so that it's not a hardship financially. Okay. Now, in closing, we are going to do our next session. Our next live is going to be on the 18th. Okay. And so hopefully that's not a conflict for any of you. It is Ash Wednesday, but it doesn't feel like it should be a conflict. So the 18th is going to be our live session, and then there'll be another recording around the 25th, which is the following week. Okay. So I think I'm going to end it here. If you have any questions or you need help with anything, if you have a question and it's something that I can use for everybody, I will definitely send a recording out on it. But if you need something that's deeper to go deeper one-on-one, please do yourself a favor and book a session so that we can, get you where you need to be, especially since these energies are going to be extremely high flying, elevated levels of plasma. Okay. It's going to be super important the weeks coming into the eclipses. Those two eclipses are life-changing eclipses. They are trajectory-changing eclipses. You could be heading into this pathway right now, and then all of a sudden, at the drop of a dime, something changes, and suddenly you're heading in a different direction. Okay? So stay present for yourself. Stay on top of your flow. Don't get caught up in any of the shenanigans going on out there. Know that it has to happen. Even with the Olympics, it has to happen. It has to crumble. Everything has to implode. It cannot be sustained anymore in these energies. It just can't. Okay? So have a f wonderful whatever it is that you're doing. Know that I love you so very much, and I look forward to seeing you at our live next week. Take care. Bye-bye.